Welcome, everyone, and hello to you that are listening to us, watching us to Jesus Revealed in Purpose, Season 2. My name is Zinhle Mncube, and thank you so much for joining us. We are in day 32 of week 5 of our listening and our viewing, and I pray that God has been faithful and has been gracious to you, to those that have been observing fast, as well as those that have just been listening and being in prayer as well, leading up to Easter. Today, we are talking about the Great Commission and passing on purpose. Mm. And I'm joined by my brother, Minister Mbulelo, who will help us with this topic. Brother, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. It feels great to be here. I've been watching you guys and
Now the tables have turned. So very, very good to have you. As I've said, we're looking at the Great Commission, but specifically under the subtopic of passing on purpose. Yeah. And our scriptural reference here is the book of Matthew chapter 28 from verse 19 to 20. But obviously, I'll just read a portion of it. And it reads as follows. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Now, obviously, there are much more words that Jesus did pass on to his disciples regarding the commission. So, Minister, I'd just like us to just look at, just from a reflective point around this passage in light of our topic.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's interesting that this passage is basically the what Jesus leaves us with.
Yeah.
We as children of God are in the business of winning souls.
Amen.
And Amen. I think I want to start by reflecting on basically when we read scripture and we look at the many times that Jesus gives when Jesus speaks on parables about farming and whatnot, what stands out for me is when Jesus specifically spoke about the master leaving and giving his servants talents. And then he comes back and we see the posture and the seriousness of you having this gift and then the master coming back and you haven't done anything about it. And I think I want to start it there because all of us are going to appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Mm-hmm. And the one question that he's going to ask us is, how many souls did you win?
Sure.
And and that's something that we need to take very seriously. He goes as far as saying, there shall be weeping and gnashing, of teeth, you know, the same reference is used when he talks about hell, how it's going to be like when we go to hell.
Sure.
So it's important that we have to realize the seriousness of us not sitting still, but we have to go out there and basically make disciples. But on a lighter note, though, is Christ is not dead.
Mm-hmm.
He is risen.
Amen.
And what that means simply is that Christ is with us always.
Yeah.
I think that is where we get our hope from.
Amen.
That he is with us always in a way that never ends or changes constantly.
Yeah.
So irregardless of what I do, whether I go out and make disciples or not, Christ is always with us.
Amen.
And he's also with us in a way that is the same in all cases and at all times. That is what should basically make us want to share this with other people.
Yes.
Knowing that Christ is always with us, whether I'm going through pain, whether it's joys, or whether it's whatever challenges in my life, but this God is not dead, he's risen, and he's with us always.
You know? Amen. Yeah. Amen, bro. I want to just touch on your point around the talents, because I think it would be a great way to ask this question. Because obviously with the parable of the talents, the master gave them particular gifts.
Yes.
And in those giftings, and they were then supposed to express them in a particular way and use them productively.
Yes, yes.
And in the same way, to each of us, there is a particular gifting, there is a particular calling in each of our lives. And how do those things that we are called to do then point towards this great mission then that you've that you've outlaid? And do all callings and giftings then, in a sense, point towards that?
Definitely. I think they do. The one thing that we the gospel is about love, the gospel is about truth, the gospel is about hope. When you look at our different giftings, firstly, in realizing that Christ is with me wherever I go, means that Christ is with me even in my workplace.
Yeah.
He's with me at school.
Yeah.
He's with me wherever I go. So, irregardless of what I do every day, I do it with Him.
Yeah.
And He can use that in order to bring about hope, love, and truth. Mm. And so, that is where the talents come in. It's not that we are bound to the four walls and all you can do is just sing.
Yes,
but even as an attorney, there's so much that you can do to bring about hope and to bring about people coming to salvation.
Yeah,
as a doctor, as you know. So wherever you may find yourself, you use that, and you use that platform to basically save lives and to save souls.
Sure. And I really like that, because it really does emphasize the whole point that everything that we do must point to that ultimate purpose.
Yes, definitely.
And I just want to then look at just the practicalities of just how best we can share the gospel. I think obviously you have had experience with evangelism and really being an active participant in sharing the gospel within that office, Minister Mbulelo.
Yeah.
How to those that aren't necessarily predisposed to maybe being part of the evangelism committee, but there's still a call to everyone to evangelize in any case.
Yeah.
What does that look like? How best do we share the gospel or bring the gospel into people's lives?
Firstly, I think we have to put emphasis on Christ.
Yeah.
The gospel is, I mean, charity work is not the gospel. So we must become disciples ourselves if we are going to go out into the world and disciple others. Because then all it becomes is just charity work, where you just go out and you give people food and it means nothing.
Yes.
But if there's going to be power, if the Holy Spirit is going to move, then we ourselves should be disciples. So I would say to anyone who's thinking about this, we are not reciting a story about a king who once lived and then died whatnot. Yes. We are witnesses of a king who is alive, a king whom we have experienced.
Amen.
And so going out, I need to go out and say, I was sick and this king healed me.
Mm.
I was in need and he met me at the place of my need, regardless of what that need was.
Yeah.
And that is what we then use to connect to the world. Secondly, I love a scripture where Christ says, you guys will say, where he says, I came, you didn't feed me.
Mm-hmm.
I was hungry, you didn't give me food. I needed clothing and you didn't give me clothing.
Yeah.
And therefore, so it is important that we should go out and meet the needs of people. However, we need to take Christ with us.
Amen.
So that it is not just charity, but he gets to then move through the charity work that we do.
Yeah. I really like that. And I really like those two things around, in everything that we do, especially things that are quite charitable, for us as believers, they lack impact if they are not linked with the message.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes there is that sense of forgetting that the ultimate thing, the reason why, for example, that we are doing charity work is because Christ has called us to do charity work.
Yes.
And therefore, we need then to talk about the person that has called us to this work.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, man, there's, look, and I maybe reflect on me personally, because I do have a lot of fear in sharing the gospel for some or the other reason. And it's really something that I've really, God has been working, helping me in getting outside of that. But I can imagine I'm not the only one out there that really treasures the gospel, but has particular levels of struggle in taking that step of sharing the gospel. What would you say to someone in that sphere, in that situation?
Where do you start? What I've learned from experience is the power of walking with the Holy Spirit. So for example, before let's say in a work environment, I mean, instead of just approaching a person and saying, hey, you know, here's my Bible, do you know the Bible, and all of that, you know, going there early and praying and saying, Holy Spirit, let's do this together, you know, please minister to the hearts of whoever it is that you want to share with. And what I found is that there's power in that, because by the time you say hello, that person becomes so receptive to your message, you know, irregardless of how much you fumble, because you're going to fumble, you know. But then you start realizing that it is actually not the words that I'm speaking, but what the Holy Spirit is doing in the background.
Amen.
And that is why it's important for us to become disciples ourselves before we then go out into the world and start doing charitable work and whatnot. You know, the Holy Spirit does actually work, and he does actually help us. If you look at Ephesians 2 verse 5, the Bible, Paul teaches us there that we are made alive together in fellowship and in unity with Christ.
Amen.
So we are not here to work for Christ. We are here to work with him, you know?
Yes,
we need his power. We need his guidance. We need him to go before us so that by the time we get there, it's,
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I really, really like that. And maybe just for us to wrap it in a sense, and even to encourage people to take the commission seriously.
Yeah.
And because that call is really to us all, from the apostles to the first church, and even now in this iteration of the church, what would be your encouragement to people that are watching or listening to us regarding the commission and sharing the gospel?
Firstly, I would like to say, I hope that my family, you know, would love me beyond this life. We are going to live in eternity, and I imagine eternity is a very, very long time. I wouldn't want anybody that I love to find themselves living eternity in hell. You know? So we need to love people to that extent that we want to see everybody going to paradise. And therefore, I would say, whether you are shy, let that be your cross, you know? Let us make that commitment today to say, God, I want to partner with you, and I want to make sure that as many people as possible make it to paradise.
Amen.
And then that should be that, you know? Love people enough. Love them beyond this life. Love them into eternity. It's interesting that the Bible teaches us that Christ, or the end, will not come until the gospel has been ministered to all the world, you know? It means it's very important to God that no one should perish.
Amen.
And therefore, if we claim to love God, we have to love people as much as he loves us, and we have to love them enough to ensure that they make it to the other side. That encourages me. And again, like I said, when you walk with Christ, you start, and again back to the story of the 10 talents. He says the one who had invested, he gave more to him. The one who did not invest anything, even that was taken away. So when you go to your first appointment and you disciple that one person, God adds more. So the first time you go, you're shy. The second time, you know. So if you want to walk in power, that power will only come as you serve.
Amen.
You're not going to pray in your room and then all of a sudden you start developing the skills. So they come as you share. They come as you minister to people. And yeah.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. There's actually a quote by an old, I think, 19th, 18th century preacher, Charles Spurgeon, who talks around, man, we know that for sure people will go to hell, but let it not be because we did not try. Let us hold them by our ankles. Let us drag ourselves with blood and whatever we can. But let it not be that they went to hell without us having tried to bring them into paradise. Yeah. Man,
that's beautiful.
Yeah, brother, God bless you. I think this encouraging.
Yeah.
Definitely for me in my walk around sharing the gospel. And I'm definitely sure that this ministered into someone else who really is looking at how best they can share the gospel.
Yeah.
And I really pray that to everyone that was listening, you will take the gospel seriously and you will love people truthfully as well, so that they can hear the truth that is Jesus Christ. And wherever you are, this is surely something that we all should be doing as believers. So wherever you are, if this was a blessing to you, I pray that you will you will share this at minimum to as many people as you know, and bring the hope and the wonder of the gospel into their lives. And I pray then that you will not only stop there, but you will follow us up until the next episode and the subsequent episodes, that we will just walk this journey as we show how Jesus is revealed in purpose. God bless you. See you next episode.